Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 9:04. This is WHYY's Morning Edition from Philadelphia. Philadelphia's Teachers Union says the district bungled an HVAC replacement project at Kensington High School. WHYY Sophia Schmidt reports students will start the year in a different building because of unsafe asbestos at their school.
The school district notified families last week that students will travel to the former Austin Meehan Middle School building in the Northeast until January. The Philadelphia Federation of Teachers said Monday that a contractor not authorized to safely remove asbestos removed it throughout the building, and the district knew about the issue a month before telling students about the relocation. Union President Arthur Steinberg says it's an example of a systemic issue with the district's facility management.
This is a repeat of the playbook we've had at other schools. Was it the contractor's fault for breaking into the area first, or does the responsibility lay with the person who was performing the oversight? I don't know. But the bottom line is the asbestos was disturbed.
A district spokesperson did not immediately respond to a request for comment. A district leader told Kensington families last week that the health and safety of students, staff, and workers is the district's first priority. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
There's a family meeting on the topic tonight from 5 to 7 at Kensington Kappa. New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill has signed the New Jersey Kids Code Act, which limits the amount of data that companies can collect from children online, and it increases privacy default settings. She's also signed a measure to create a social media research center that will identify ways to prevent kids from getting addicted to websites like Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.
New Jersey is putting real protections in place for our kids online and giving parents real backup so they're not fighting this battle alone. Accountability starts now.
The governor says the legislation is needed because studies link social media to depression and anxiety. A Philadelphia building trades union that supported Republican Stacey Garrity 2 years ago is now backing Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro. The Philadelphia Building and Construction Trades Council endorsed Garrity for state treasurer in 2024, but is now campaigning against her. Business manager Ryan Boyer says Garrity earned its support by promising to stand with workers, but has since broken commitments made to labor leaders.
I'm not an R or D, I'm a J for a job or O for an opportunity. And she came, she said that she would support the working men and women of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And also she said that I would never run against Josh Shapiro.
Democrats and labor leaders are also highlighting Garrity's endorsement from a contractors group that supports right-to-work laws. Garrity has not made such legislation a central campaign proposal. Sports Phillies over the Marlins yesterday. They hope for another win tonight. That would make 5 in a row when they start Zach Wheeler on the mound. Cloudy skies in the morning, maybe some sun later. A high of 87. It's 9:07. This is WHYY's Morning Edition.